It's Radio Now 93.1. We play all the hits. We are backstage. AJ and Misty, Santa Slam 2K1 with a couple of guys. Well, more than three guys, actually. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
You know, we've been backstage and we've been so quiet. We're with Lifehouse. Let's go around, first of all, and introduce ourselves.
I'm Jason.
Sergio.
And I'm Rick.
And, you know, we've been, like, so quiet backstage, you know. But, like, Evan and Jaren, they're taking a break right now, right?
Yeah.
Evan and Jaren are done right now. So let's make it loud so, like, we're having a party or something. Yeah. This is the way backstage, you know, there's naked women over here. And, you know, a lot of food and, lights just went out. Lights just went out. Okay, is
that's
that
crazy.
Is that really what it's like for you guys backstage when you're...
Serge being naked? Only once in a while.
Once in a while happens?
It's going to happen
tonight. No comment.
He's pleading the fifth on that one.
Backstage actually is kind of boring, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah.
Have you ever met any just psycho people backstage?
Besides me.
No, you know, the backstage... Well, actually, yes, there was this... Remember the attack of the psycho fan at that one place?
When did this happen? Where did this
guy snuck back in and he was totally on something and he like snuck in from the casino. We were playing a show in Vegas and the dude was just out of his mind and it took like four guys to get him down. It was a bad scene.
So pretty much I should keep Misty away from you guys then? Is that what you...
What? What did I miss?
Thanks for paying attention there, Misty. So you guys just came from Houston?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Craig David was at that concert too. Uh-huh. Actually, so you guys are doing that with him again.
Yeah, we met him, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah, me and Craig are really tight right now.
Yeah, we're like best friends.
Is he a big party or what?
Really nice guy.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Really nice guy.
Yeah. So.
Really.
Yeah. Really, like too nice.
Too nice.
Yeah, pretty
nice.
So we're backstage with Lifehouse. You guys are gonna go on. First, you're gonna go down and do some meet and greets and hang out with some of our listeners.
Absolutely.
And what can we expect from you guys tonight?
We're going to rock out tonight.
Rock and roll, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's what you got. You guys got some Billboard awards. Are you doing the AMAs in January?
Supposedly. We won a radio music award and then three
Billboard awards.
But we don't know what they look like yet.
You haven't got them?
Yeah. I think they're going to FedEx them to us in a couple of days.
What happened with that?
I don't know. They just, it's all carelessness. It's just carelessness.
I guess they just take them to their houses.
It's like, well, you remember on MTV when they give away the MTV Music Awards, and any of the awards, they only have one award. Did you guys have to give it back off off stage?
Yeah, I nearly hit some guy when he tried. I was like really attached to it for a couple minutes.
Yeah,
and this guy kept, he's like, okay, give it back. So I'm like, no, this is mine. I want it.
So now you guys are Lifehouse. You came up with the album came out in was it October? 2000.
Yeah. Halloween, October 31st.
Yeah, and now you guys are got a new thing going.
A new thing.
New. Well, yeah.
New
I mean,
album?
We just got a couple new things.
We're gonna record a new record next year.
I know, like you guys. Well, I heard you're going to the studio in March.
Yeah.
And you've already written it then?
Most of it. You never know. Some of the stuff will probably get written in the process of recording it, but most of it's already done.
Are we going to see any sneak peeks tonight? Maybe some new stuff?
We're going to play two new songs tonight.
Really? Can you give us a little acapella on that?
No.
Oh! See, this is what happens when we have a sold-out show.
I know.
You only get the sneak peek stuff when you actually go to the show.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I do have to say, I mean, you guys are, like, really young. And to write all that stuff, you guys have an incredible album. One of my favorite albums. And some of the lyrics and stuff?
Wow.
Yeah. How do you come up with that? You're all deep and tortured. It's great.
Well, what they don't tell you is that Sergio writes all the lyrics, and I'm just...
Wait. Hold up. I'm still stuck in the age thing. How old do you think I am?
Hold on.
You're under 50.
Hey, if you're under 50, you're good for Misty. She's just looking for people to stalk.
That's my actual personal slogan right there.
What, under 50?
If you're under 50.
You're good for Misty. Well, we know you have to get downstairs. You have to hang out with some listeners. You got to like, get ready.
We don't have to.
No, we want to do that. I mean, you guys get a chance to go see your fans.
Absolutely.
You're going to get ready. What do you guys do? Do you do anything before you go on stage? I mean, anything?
Patty cake. Baker's Man. It's a new game that I just learned like a couple days ago. We do that mostly.
He hasn't taught it to the rest of us yet.
So you're alone doing patty cake with a wall then? Yeah.
Clueless
you
about
teach
this.
Teach me before you go. Teach me.
Yes, we will.
Let's
do
some patty cake right here on the radio.
Okay.
Come on. I'll hold your microphone.
Come on.
I got it. Go for it.
I'm freezing up. I don't know how to do it.
Patty cake with Lifehouse.
There
you go.
Patty.
Oh. How does it go? I'm a liar.
See, you know what? There is no nakedness backstage. There's no craziness. We're playing.
Put him in the spot, man.
All right, we'll let you guys get going. It's Lifehouse with Radio Now 93.1. You want to introduce Breathing?
Yeah, this is our new single, Breathing, on Radio Now 93.1.